T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You have to call them up and yell and scream at them. Now, I'm not saying you curse at them, because the people that answer the phone are not responsible for this. But last night, the Rangers and Islanders both played. Both those games were on MSG channels. If you're a Comcast customer, as I happen to be, in Morris County, New Jersey, those games were not on television, because Comcast decided they were going to screw New York sports fans.
So you're not mad at the Garden at all?
The Garden did nothing wrong.
Okay.
What did the Garden do?
I don't know. Usually when there's a dispute, both sides are blaming the other
Garden
side.
The Garden did nothing wrong.
Okay.
Comcast decided they wanted to try to renegotiate whatever the business deal was between them for the rights to all the MSG properties. Well, listen, the Garden's got the commodity. They've got the Rangers, the Islanders, and of course, go New York, go New York, go the New York Knicks.
Also the Devils.
And the Devils, which no one cares about. Now, that's just like an add-on. That's like, hey, guess what? You bought a soda, we're also going to give you a napkin.
And to all the guys and gals driving to New Jersey tonight, have fun. The Devils opener tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, who they play tonight?
Doesn't
matter. They'll win. All good. Fine. Sure. Okay. Right now, New York hockey's winless.
That is
fantastic.
True.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's true. They are at home against the Chicago Blackhawks, by the way.
Something's got to be done. Like, I pay my bill. You pay your bill. I want to give you my money so that I can see Madison Square Garden content.
Right.
I want to watch the Knicks every single game. I want to watch the Rangers if I choose to watch a hockey game, or the Islanders for that matter, or the Devils for that matter, but a lot less. All right? So the fact that I, as the consumer, am being prevented from watching something that I know exists, that I know they can push a button and put on, and that I'm willing to pay for, sucks.
So what you going to do about it?
I'm going to yell and scream about it.
And then what?
Until someone from Comcast Xfinity gets on this show and explains to me why I can't watch my beloved teams perform the season's just
started. And then when they give you whatever reason they have, no one actually watches it, MSG's asking for this amount of money, this isn't worth it, and you don't get MSG on Comcast, I'll ask the question again.
Okay.
What you gonna do about it?
Then I'm gonna call up the Garden.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, could you do me, as a representative of the fans that are being screwed, who love your product and want to watch it, can you make it available to us in some capacity? I know it's probably gonna be digital, but we all have TVs that have the
I agree.
The
stuff give you on the it. Option to pay for it, right?
Yeah,
I'm with you on
give
that.
Give me the ability. Yeah, you know, and I don't know what the appropriate number is. I'm sure we could figure that out here pretty easily. But give me the ability to buy it as an a la carte item through a social app, MSG app.
They got to start doing that.
Yeah.
Because right now, if you go to the MSG app, the only way you can use it is by using your sign-in for the cable provider that has MSG.
Right. So I want to be able to log into the first, I go to my Samsung TV.
Right.
I go to the widgets. I want to be able to download the MSG app or a new app of your choosing. I don't really care. And I want to be able to pay, I don't know, $10 a month,
you
whatever
pay 10
it is.
Bucks a month?
I would pay $10 a month right now. I wouldn't blink.
Well, you would pay $10 a month to get just MSG.
100%, yes.
So then MSG's got to make this deal. Wouldn't that be financially beneficial to them, or would it not?
I don't know. I would think. You know, that way I've got an option.
Yeah.
Now, you have a cable company that has MSG, so you wouldn't need the app in this case. I know some people have it anyway.
Sure.
You would need to pay extra for it. I'm willing to give MSG $10 a month so that I can watch Rangers,
Knicks. Would you give him $20 a month?
I probably would.
Would you give him $30 a month?
I probably would.
This is fun. Would you give him $50 a month?
You look crazy.
I'm just trying to figure out how far they can push it. Look, I feel bad for you.
I don't want to be that guy that gets blamed for the cost of $50 a month when they do it.
Right.
But if you told me it cost me $600 a year that I could see 82 Knick games.
I get it.
I can do the math on that and say,
and by the way,
I'm willing to pay $7 a game to watch my Knicks play.
And you don't have that option with NBA League Pass because they black out local games. So
right.
It's not as if you could say, all right, I'll go buy League Pass or I'll buy the individual Knick package, which they offer people who are out of town. They don't offer that. I feel bad. But the truth is, you can scream and yell about it. You can call your cable provider. The truth is, you're just going to have to leave your cable provider. That's it. That's your only option, man.
I get the cord cutting and all that stuff. I'm still a bit of a traditionalist.
No, but you want to watch your teams.
I like having cable. I do.
I'm not telling you to not have cable. I'm telling you, you've got to find a way to watch your team.
Well,
and the options you're bringing up aren't available right now.
Well, here's the options you got. You could go down the illegal road and get an illegal stream, which I'm not going to do, obviously, right? But I know some people do that. You could have a dear friend give you his login information, which he has yet to do.
Oh, that's right.
So I was waiting
for Knick season to do that.
So that you can log in,
right.
Or you can bully them into making it right. Like Comcast, and here's what Comcast pisses me off. Because Comcast insults us. Comcast came out, you saw it, a couple weeks ago when the story kind of got a little more legs to it, when we talked about it, and said, here's the reality. No one's watching the network.
That's what they said, yeah.
Right? They minimized the fact that guys like me want to watch our favorite team play. We happen to live in New Jersey in this case, right? And their excuse was, here's the reality. We're not really bothering that many people because nobody watches MSG.
Are they wrong?
I don't care how many people watch it.
But that's the problem.
I want to watch
it. No, I get that, but let's do the math on this. What do you think the rating is for a Knick game? And I'll go high end. Forget the other teams.
I couldn't even guess.
I would guess about 200,000 people on a nightly basis.
Total people watching?
Total people. Now, how many of the 200,000 are watching it via Comcast?
A very small percentage.
Right. Here's the problem. And again, this sucks. I feel bad. I'm just breaking it down. They look at it and say, it ain't worth it. We're not. The idea that you're going to leave them. They don't think they're going to lose subscribers by not having MSG. They'll lose a handful of subscribers.
I'm just saying this. Offer it to me at a decent rate.
Well, and you know what's funny about that?
Why is that so hard? Like,
Craig,
I understand business. You have a product. I'm a customer. I want to buy a product. I'm dying to give you my money.
Well, you got to talk to MSG about that,
though. Why can't you guys figure out a price that I'm willing to pay a la carte for one freaking network?
That's with MSG. I'm a subscriber of YouTube TV, and they were having a dispute with the NBC family, which includes SNY, includes NBC, includes USA, all that stuff. What they told me, and I appreciated this, is right before the contract was about to expire, they said, look, here's the deal. If we don't come to a new deal, your bill's going down $10 a month. It's gone because we're not giving you those channels.
It should.
They then made a deal. Great. Bill stayed the same. Has Comcast offered you that?
No.
Oh, okay. That's a problem.
I've got nothing.
So you're going to pay the same bill and lose channels you're watching, which means you have to make a decision because you're a big boy. And that decision is, I'm done with you.
Here's my problem.
You have no other choice.
I don't live in an area where I can get Fios.
No.
Right?
It's not about that. You do have options.
I have no choice.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I'll tell you right now. You've got Fubo TV that has access to the MSG family.
Fubo is not of what I want.
It has MSG.
Listen, I do watch TV beyond just MSG.
Well, you got to look at Fubo and see what they offer.
I'm just telling.
DirecTV. Do you have the option to get DirecTV?
I've had DirecTV before.
You have options then, Craig. You may not like those options.
Those options are very expensive.
I understand.
All right, money bags.
Do you want to watch the Knicks or not?
You damn right. I miss my Knicks.
I'll send you a password. Then.
I want to watch my Knicks. It's not right. I'm telling you, it's not right.
Dude, it sucks. I agree with you. I'm just telling you that what your options are. Your options are absolutely to complain about it, call up your provider, tell them you got a problem, and then let's face reality. When nothing happens, to quote the great Clint Capella, okay, what you going to do about it?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make fun of Comcast on the show. And I'll tell you this about Comcast Xfinity. Your internet sucks. It sucks. Your internet blows chunks like it's their job.
this actually may make a change. This may work. If you just make fun of them enough,
every day
they may say, let's shut Craig up
every
and
day.
Bring MSG back to Comcast.
And fix my internet.
Xfinity.
My internet blows.
Is it that bad?
Oh, it's terrible. Like, normally your internet uploads or download speed should be like 400, right? I'm like 22. I'm like,
22?
Comcast Xfinity internet is like having a dial-up. They're the worst cable internet company in the entire free world. They suck.
This may work. This strategy may work.
All I want is MSG. Like, I'm telling you, I'm willing to pay for it.
I know you are, man.
So why can't, if I'm a customer and you guys have something I'm willing to pay for, why can't I pay for it?
Are you talking, though, right now to MSG or to Comcast?
Talking to Comcast, because they're the ones that are trying to play tricks with MSG.
No, I get that, but I would love to see SNY, Yes Network, MSG offer us, if we don't have a cable provider that has their service or a streaming service that has their service, the ability to pay for them.
Here's what I would do. You know what I do?
What?
I want to create a super duper regional sports network.
Okay.
Like an RSN on steroids.
So what would it be?
Yankees, Mets, Knicks, Rangers, Nets, Devils, all of our teams.
So you want to merge SNY, Yes, and MSG?
That's right.
And you want to create, like, they're still separate channels, but they're a super network that works together to give us their product.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do.
I like that.
A super duper regional sports network that has all of it.
And then when you pay $10 a month, which you're willing to pay, or $20 a month, you're not just getting the Knicks and Rangers and the Islanders. You're getting everybody.
That's what I would do.
I like that idea. I'm with you on that.
Now, like, the Mets are worth less, so they get a little less of the piece.
Excuse me?
Like, you know, the owners of the teams have to agree how to split the revenue. So we'd agree.
All right,
like,
so how are we going to break it down? Yankees won.
Yankees get the most. Knicks get the second most.
Nets three. Mets three. It's Mets three.
Mets would be three.
So who's fourth? Rangers?
Currently, Rangers.
Or, how about my team?
Nets.
Thank you. Islanders, Devils.
Listen, no disrespect to the Devils. Like, you're good people. I love you.
What do you mean, good people?
I'm trying to say, like, you're good people. I respect that you are playing from, you're playing, you know. It's not fair.
What's not fair?
I'm trying to say I have great respect for the Devil organization. These are good people who are playing. It's not fair.
Well, playing what? It's not fair.
I'm just saying.
What are you even saying about the
Devils?
Not only
did you
right
lose
now.
The architect of all your Stanley Cups, he went across the freaking river.
Well, he went
to
somewhere
a
else first,
team.
But okay.
What are we doing? Yeah. Listen, to the New Jersey Devils, I may make fun of you, but I love you.
Yeah, sure.
I respect your
Craig
organization.
Craig has a weird way of showing his love.
Your popcorn sucks. But listen, I love you, and if I could ever do anything for you, I'm your guy.
By the way, speaking of popcorn, when I go to the Garden tonight,
you're not allowed to have it.
I'm doing it,
and
I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to tweet it out,
okay.
And I'm going to call you and say, hey, guess what? I'm eating Garden popcorn,
guess what?
Man.
Now you're going to make me be a bad guy.
What are you going to do about it?
Memo to my friends at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah?
You all know what Evan looks like. He is not allowed to buy Garden popcorn. Let's just have an agreement on that.
How are people going to stop me? I'm going to give them money.
Sorry, we ran out.
You think that's going to happen?
Sorry, we ran out.
Imagine if that happens tonight. I'm going to all these different concession stands. I'm like, yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry, man. Just ran out. And you see like a big hopper popcorn.
Like it's right there.
That'd be them treating you like Comcast is treating me. Like, I know they have that machine there. It's right there. Sorry, sir. You can't have it. We're watching it, but you're not allowed to see it. Here's Gary Manalpin. Gary, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up? So, thank you.
Carton, I shouldn't say generally. I don't always agree with you.
Okay.
But in this case, I do agree with you about Daniel Jones.
Yeah, about him not playing.
I'm not saying it's an automatic loss, so keep Jones out of the game, but they got to keep an eye on him. I mean, I'm finally liking the guy. The first couple of years, I thought he was, so. Now he's really turning into a good
player.
But
don't you want to play him?
I didn't say I didn't want to play him. I said they got to keep an eye on him.
So what does that mean, though?
Do you
want to draw
into the line?
Okay. Quick hook kind of thing, I guess.
So you want to draw up less plays involving physicality, less RPOs.
Right.
You don't want, okay, that's fine.
At least let it give him another week or two.
You know, the one thing you said that I think is lost on maybe the way we've had the conversation today is one of the reasons I'm saying it, and thanks for the call so much, is kind of along the lines of what you said, which is we all agree that Daniel Jones looks really good this year.
Yeah, he's had a very good year. Though I will say the first half against Dallas was not good.
Fair enough.
Just to not forget that aspect.
It's almost like, hey, we think he's legit now.
Right.
Let's make sure we don't put him in harm's way. That's almost like the backing for
it. No, I get it. The thing I'm confused about from you and other Giant fans is that he's been cleared. So what are you afraid of? He's been cleared. They have said he's good to go. Kadarius Toney has an ankle injury, but he's good to go. You want to be extra careful? Like, Andrew Thomas is going to play this week, but he missed last week even though he's active. Hey, Aaron Donald, I don't know, man. Let's hold him out a week. Like, what? How are we doing this?
Listen.
He has been cleared out of concussion protocol. He's playing. Good to go.
He's playing. I'm just saying the kids look great this year. I saw him wobbling like we all did. I know who they're playing. I don't think they can win the game anyway. There's a part of me, as I've matured in life, which says, we know the kid's going to want to play. That's what these guys do.
If they were playing a different team, you'd play them? If they were playing, I'll give you a specific team.
You mean like a game I thought they could win?
Well, let's just say it was the Cowboys, who don't have a pass rush demon like Aaron Donald. Or let's say it was the Jets. Whoever.
Excuse me.
What?
If that's the last team you want to play. With our pass rush?
Did you see the pass rush against Atlanta?
That was in a foreign
country.
Did
you see the pass rush against Atlanta? I love you, Craig. The more you talk about the Jets as if they're the 85 Bears, it makes me sick. Last week was one of the biggest disappointments we've seen. Expectations rise. They were terrible. And you're walking around here like, you know, you're well endowed. I mean, what are you talking about? Did you watch them?
Yeah.
Where was their pass rush last week?
Referee screwed them.
No, that doesn't affect the pass rush.
Sure it does. We had a sack. Well,
that's one play.
Oh, now it's one.
Look, it was a
one
terrible
becomes
call.
Two becomes three.
Everything can't go back to one bad
changes
call, dude.
Everything, because now if I'm rushing the quarterback, I got to be worried if I touch him, I'm going to get a penalty called against me. Screw the refs.
When did you become a Jet apologist?
I'm not a Jet apologist.
Yeah, you are.
Jets are one of the top up-and-coming teams in football.
I didn't prove it.
And by the way, memo to my main man, Boomer Esiason, stop putting the Jets in your bottom five.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He puts them right next to the Giants every single
week.
Well,
where should they be?
He goes Jaguars, Jets, Giants, or reverse order, whatever.
Texans in that range, too?
I'm sorry, Texans as well. Yeah. Every single week, this guy.
Where should they be? In the top 15 in your mind?
Every single week. The guy that played for the Bermuda Triangles, he calls it, of the NFL, has to put my Jets in his bottom five, and I'm sick of it.
Oh, my God. I went from Beningo, who is like so negative about the team, to Pom Pom Craig over here. That's his new name. Pom Pom Craig when we talk about the Jets.
I like that name. I like it a lot. Let me rub my nose a little bit.
Oh, by the way, I just got the numbers. The ratings for last night's game.
We'll do that after the break. Is that good with you?
Of course. I just got them because I know you and I have been intrigued by this.
You have it for all the events last night or which ones you got?
I have it for Game 5 of the NLDS. And I have it for the football game last night between Tampa and Philly.
You know, it would be really interesting, before we come back from the break, if you can find it, I'd love to know how that baseball number went up as the game went on.
Yep.
Because I would think the last hour of that game is a super-duper number for
you. You would think so.
But I don't know if you have it like that. You probably just have an overall number, right?
Yeah, I have the overall number, but I'm going to look for it because I do find that fascinating considering, you would think that it was peaking right after the football game ended, especially with the way the baseball game was going.
A lot of people want to talk about the Comcast situation. We'll get to that for sure. Just give us a second. 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
On the money.
Look at you complimenting my guy.
Yeah, that'll be after 6 o'clock tonight. We'll get to that. Because I think with all the Kyrie talk we did this week, I think you should hear from KD. And I thought everything he said was on point. And I think maybe, for my money, like the most comfortable I've ever seen Kevin Durant in front of a camera talking about an issue that I know he doesn't want to talk about, but we'll get to it after 6 o'clock. We got a bunch of calls we get here, the Comcast stuff. And listen, if you're a Devils fan, you got to have some thick skin, right? I mean, at this point, you got to have some thick skin. Told you I loved your organization. Love them. They're good people. Just have a little thick skin, a little bit, teeny bit.
You can't kick somebody over and over again.
I didn't kick anyone.
Then say, what are you so offended by?
Very thin skin, some of you people.
Stop.
Listen, I remember back in the day, there was a guy I was friendly with. His name was Dubich. Dubich was the biggest Devils fan I ever met.
Are you literally whipping out the, well, I knew a guy who was a Devil fan. Is that your defense right now?
We used to drink out of a tin foil Stanley Cup together.
Oh, God.
That he brought with him to every tailgate.
All this means is you're a fraud. That's all it means.
Not a fraud. I just liked hanging out with Dubich. That's all.
When's the last time you've been to a Devils game? Have you ever been to
yes.
a Devils game?
Okay. Last time I was at a Devils game, I was sitting with the commissioner of the NHL.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This guy over here.
That's when Gary Bettman told me the infamous words, there's nothing worse than a 3-goal lead in hockey.
That occurred at the Rock at a Devils
yeah.
game?
Yes, it did.
And they weren't playing the Rangers or the Islanders?
I couldn't tell you who the hell they were playing. I think I was paying attention. I remember he was there with his family. His kids were young at the time. And I brought my boys, who were very young at the time, also.
Right.
And I was sitting trying to watch the game. Well, my boys have a thing for popcorn, Lucky especially.
I wonder where they got that from.
All of a sudden, there's a ruckus. This is the commissioner's suite. This isn't like, you know, you're in like his house or something, right?
Right.
Like, there's other people there. There's popcorn everywhere. It was like a tornado of popcorn. And I see my kids sitting on the floor.
Jack got it from Dad.
Like,
hey, there's popcorn here, and may as well go to town, huh?
Gary, I'm sorry. I think.
Is that when you joined in on eating the popcorn?
Oh, no, so I had to clean it up, so I certainly ate some of it, yeah. But that's the last time I was at a Devils game. The last time I was in the building was for the Mikey Nichols hockey game.
Look, today is Devils opening night. Show them some respect.
Yeah, I did.
It is. You didn't even know they were playing. I forgot, too, by the way. Playing the Blackhawks.
Oh, that's a loss.
How do you know that's a loss?
Chicago's got a very good team.
Oh, do they? You have the Rangers in the Stanley Cup final.
The Rangers against the Kraken, by the way.
The Kraken did win last night, by the way.
Did they?
Yeah.
Hey, who even are we playing?
Everybody.
You gotta tell me, dude.
Oh, I need to warn you ahead of time?
You gotta let me know if my team's playing.
All right, so the Kraken do not play tonight.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, they're in Columbus against the Blue Jackets.
So tomorrow night, I got some Kraken hockey.
You got some Kraken hockey tomorrow night.
You think the Devils will be able to score against Marc-Andre Fleury tonight?
You really want to break down the Devil game now?
Little Jonathan Toews.
Taze was a nice try.
Whatever. Patrick Kane, of course, stud right wing.
I appreciate the try.
Yeah, it's a tough team to beat. Here is Nat in Brooklyn. Nat, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you? I am representing Devils Nation, and we are small but mighty.
Yes.
And I feel a kinship with you, Evan, because I grew up a Devils fan in Brooklyn. Mm. Now, that was a very tough existence.
How did that happen?
I agree.
Well, it has to do, believe it or not, with my bar mitzvah.
Okay.
So I was
Your parents couldn't afford Rangers tickets?
No. I was becoming a man, so my gift was cable. I'm 45.
Okay.
So at that time, the Islanders had come off of their championships. They were terrible.
Yeah.
And the Rangers, well, always were terrible, really.
Yeah.
And the Devils had up-and-coming players like Sean Burke and Brendan Shanahan and the teams of the 80s, and I just became a Devils fan.
I have a kinship.
So you're
Nat,
a front runner.
I have a kinship with you as well.
See, front runners.
The little guys in town, the Nets qualify, the Islanders sort of qualify, the Devils qualify. I have a bond with you, and that's why in my office to this day I have a Devils jersey that was sent to me by the organization, because during the Ranger-Devil Conference Finals, while everybody here is just Rangers, Henrik, I obviously stood up for the Devils mainly because I can't stand the Rangers. So I have always been an honorary Devil fan because of that kinship we have towards being the little guy and despising the New York Rangers.
Yes. Nothing was better than Henrik.
Oh, no, let me stop you there. There was a lot of things better than that. I can start naming them if you want.
Game winner, game six, baby. Devils Rangers.
Right. Look at that. Yeah. Come on. I love it. Enjoy, enjoy your team. Hopefully they'll win tonight. What am I going to tell you? Well, I want to see what I'm going to say. I'm like, listen, if you're a fan, be a fan.
No, I do have a bond with them. The little guys in town always look at each other and say, look, we know what you're going through. And I certainly know what it's like to be a sort of Devil fan in that I root for the Nets and I root for the Islanders. Yeah. And I get the disrespect. Craig does it all the time. I'm used to it.
Well, I just don't know how you grow up in Brooklyn as a Devils fan.
Like I grew up in Long Island as a Nets fan.
Long Island's disowned you now.
Well, that's okay. They can disown whatever they want. I haven't lived there in a long time, but I grew up as a Nets fan.
You don't go back and give back to the community that raised you.
I was never asked to go back to an event, and then, man, I didn't go to an event I wasn't invited to.
You have to be asked to go back and do the right thing by the community that raised you?
You said they're mad I didn't go to some event that was for me. I said I didn't know there was an event for me.
The event itself wasn't really for you.
Right.
But my question is, would it kill you to go back once in a while and just say, hey, I'm here?
I don't know anybody there.
You know no one in Lawrence where you grew up.
I know no everyone in
Tommy's
moved out.
Not still there. No. Mikey's not still there.
No.
Billy's not still there.
The guys I'm close with, guys like Ryan, guys like Chad, they're my boys. They're both in Jersey. Both of them. They not only left Long Island, they went to a different freaking state.
You should give back to the town that raised you, Evan. That's all I can tell you.
And the point of a reunion is not to see the guys you know very well. It's to see the people you haven't seen in 20 years.
I didn't know there was a reunion.
20 years of reunion.
Ridiculous.
If there was a reunion, I would have definitely considered going. I didn't know there was one.
Considered? It's your 20th out of reunion.
Craig, who are the Mets playing that night?
I have no idea.
Well, that matters.
Oh, come on.
Are the Nets playing a playoff game that night? That matters.
Come on.
That's all very important.
You blew off your 20th reunion because you big shot it.
No, I didn't know there was a 20th
reunion. This is beneath me. Honey, we're not going.
Can you prove?
This is beneath me.
I'll give you a challenge. Can you prove there was a 20th reunion? If you prove there's a 20th reunion, even though I never knew that existed, I would say, wow, I missed it.
I can certainly show you the email I got.
Go ahead.
I can't prove what the event was.
Was there an event?
That's what the email said.
I had never been informed of an event.
Lawrence, Long Island, right?
Lawrence, New York. If there was a reunion, I missed it. And so did the few people I talked to when I went to high school with. They never brought it up. They never went. They didn't know it existed.
Maybe they just didn't invite the losers from high school.
Maybe they didn't. And if that's the case, so what? I'm fine.
Yeah?
Probably had a net playoff game that night, though. Probably.
All right. So I have the email in front of me. It was at a... I know nothing about these places, so you'd have to tell me if you've heard of it before.
I'll be perfectly honest.
It was at a place called the Royal Chateau Hall.
Never heard of it. Where is that?
I don't know. That's where it was at.
I never knew about it. Yeah. I would have loved the option to decide if I want to go to the reunion or not. And again, based on the Mets,
I got that wrong. I read
Mets
that wrong.
Schedule, I would have made a good decision.
I read that wrong.
I couldn't be more honest. If the Mets are playing that night, it's 50-50. If the Nets are playing that night in the playoffs, it's 0.0.
I apologize. I gave you the wrong place.
Okay.
I was reading something else. It was at a place called the Royalton Lawrence Yacht and Country Club.
Never heard of it.
That's where your reunion was.
Never heard
of
it.
And you blew it off because you're big time.
I never knew it existed.
Big egomaniac.
I never even got invited.
Yeah.
Shows how little I am. I didn't even get an invite.
Well, so maybe you should give back. You're Lawrence's favorite son. And now
I'm not Lawrence's favorite son. I wasn't even invited to the reunion.
Here's Fran at Hopewell Junction. Fran's a Comcast subscriber, all ticked off like I am. What's up, Franny?
Yeah, I'm a little worked up over this, Craigie. First of all, before I get into that, I want to tell you guys, I've been listening to this station since the day they started, and when they put you two guys together in the beginning, I said, this is never going to work.
I agree.
And you know, the first couple of shows, horrific, god-awful. And I listened to you guys and I kept listening, and I'm not throwing a shot at you, Evan, because I give you a lot of credit. You do a great job, but this Craig Carton has brought you up to a new level.
I seem to get that a lot lately.
By the way, I happen to agree with everything you said, which is why when we first started the show, and I agree those first shows were not great, but we had to kind of get comfortable doing what we were doing, so I appreciate the fact that you listened longer than just a couple days or weeks. I've legitimately always said, you have to give a brand new show 12 to 18 months to really find its groove, where you as a listener get comfortable on a regular basis.
I am curious, Fran, when those first few shows were on and they were horrific, who did you blame more for the failures, me or Craig?
Of course, you.
I'll take it if it's me.
You know, it's funny, I think you hate to answer because you don't want Craig to get the big head because he's got a big head already. But, I was a little concerned for you, Evan.
You're concerned for me. Okay, fair enough.
I only have a big head because I put some weight on since you last saw me.
You also got a big stomach, too, by the way.
No, I just thought Craig was going to mow you over, and you didn't allow it. You stuck up for yourself. You and your four people that are concerned about the Devils and the Nets and Kevin Durant.
You son of
well, the easiest way for me to not bowl him over is just to talk sports.
And then I bowl him over.
All right, what do you got in the Comcast thing? Go ahead, friend.
I live in a neighborhood where we only get Comcast.
Right.
And I do have an option for DirecTV, but I have a lot of trees in my neighborhood, as you can tell by the town, Hope Ball Junction. There's not much. So I'm like 80%, so I can't really get a great signal with that.
Sure.
So I'm stuck with Comcast, and by trade, I'm a car dealer. And one thing that you said, Craig, that's absolutely right. There's money by somebody, and I'm not sure, but somebody's leaving a lot of money on the table here.
Yeah.
Because everything's about money. We know that. Sports is about money. Everything has turned into money. And, like, I don't know the exact amount, but if somebody sent me a note in the mail or called me and said, you're a Comcast guy, for $25 a month until we get this straightened out, you can have this service, I'd sign up immediately.
Right, and that's so, the thing, right, friend. That's how I see it. Let's say, you know, Comcast is trying to embarrass MSG by saying, nobody watched it. Thanks so much for the call, pal. Appreciate it. So I would play the game this way. I don't remember what their numbers they stated, but I'm just going to use numbers for easy math. Let's say out of all the Comcast subscribers in Jersey, let's say there's 10,000. I don't know, some random kind of, it seems like a small enough number, right, out of the millions that exist. There's 10,000 people that at any point in time would want to watch the MSG Network for any one of the, you know, six, five teams, whatever it is, right? So if you came to us and said, listen, when we put it on this tier and everyone had to buy it, we only charge $7. Well, because we don't think enough people care about it, want it, and MSG wants to now charge us more money, let's even say, we're going to charge you triple, but you're going to get it. I would like that option. So if the number's $7 or $8 now, it's probably in that area.
How does
gut.
That work financially, though?
Financially, they're
like, let's say only seven people said they'd be willing to pay it, and you're one of the seven. How does that pay?
No,
for
I'm
it?
Saying there's 10,000 people out of the 3 million.
Do you think there are 10,000 people willing to pay that kind of money?
I don't know the answer. What I'm trying to say,
I think the answer
is
no.
What I'm saying, if the last deal that Comcast had with MSG, and I'm making numbers up because I don't know them. Let's just say it was $10. That's what I got charged without even knowing it to get MSG Network. Okay. And they're like, well, MSG wants to charge us $9 now, and it's not worth the dollar profit for us, so we're out, okay? And one of the excuses is not that many people care because not that many people watch. If they came to me and said, listen, we know you are one of the people that wants it. You were paying $10, we're going to charge you $30 so that you can get it.
You want the option.
I'm in.
No, and I love the idea of having the option. I just don't think that works for either MSG or Comcast when they say we're going to get 30 people, because that may be the number who say, okay, we're going to be willing to pay that fee.
Well, it's better than nothing, right?
Sure, but it wouldn't work. It just wouldn't.
I just know that I'm getting screwed. And I don't like getting screwed.
No, and I feel bad for you, but here's the problem. You've said a lot, nobody cares about hockey, right? You've said it.
Yes.
Well, this is part of the reality. MSG has three hockey teams, and yes, a basketball team that is popular. How many people are they fearful of losing over this?
Apparently, Comcast is not worried about it.
They don't think they're going to lose anybody. They'll lose a handful of people.
Right.
And their bottom line isn't going to be affected,
which
because they're saving the money that they would have paid to MSG, and they're losing how many people? Their bottom line isn't hurt by it.
That's why you tie all the teams to the big teams, and you create one network.
Well, is that
multiple
the future?
Channels, one network.
Is that the future?
I think there's no... Listen, I'm going to say something that the company that's currently televising us isn't going to like. I don't think SNY can survive once their current deal expires, considering Steve Cohen owns the Mets. Like, the current SNY Met deal is a deal that's very much in the favor of SNY, which is how the Wilpons did it. I get it. I don't blame them. They owned both. Makes sense to me. That's why they did the deal they did. When the current deal expires, which I think is 25 or 26, Steve Cohen's not renewing that deal. SNY is potentially going to die a bad death. They're riddled with debt. They're not going to have the sweetheart deal they have with the Mets. And they're the only regional sports network that only has a single team on it.
Are you saying we can't save them? the Carton and Robert show
not
isn't
two
enough.
Hours a day we can.
That's true.
You put the whole show on, I don't know, maybe. I don't know how they monetize
But how
it.
Would making a super sports network save them from that? Because your contract still runs out if you're Steve Cohen, and you still have the ability to negotiate a new deal somewhere else.
Yeah.
Does that super sports network, which as a consumer I find really appealing, I think a lot of people listening say, I'm sick and tired of, you know, being at the whim of streaming services or cable networks. Yes, I want my sports, and it's worth it. How does that help them?
Because I think it's the only way for some of them to survive. Like, the Yankees we know are special. The Knicks we know are special. Hockey's just not a big enough sport. Even if I'd said the Rangers were special, still hockey.
I got to correct you. I don't think the Knicks are special.
They are.
Are they?
Yes.
Comcast just said, we don't need MSG, dude.
I know.
Are you paying attention?
The Knicks are special.
They're not.
No,
the reality is not enough people watch it. Otherwise,
the Knicks are special.
Well, then why is Comcast so easy to get rid of them?
They're stupid, and they're from Philadelphia. That's why.
Okay.
So that being said, I think the way to save it all is to create one with multiple channels, but it's one deal.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to call it, I don't care what you
yell. Didn't MSG and Fox Sports many years ago merge together? Kind of a similar thing where
so.
The Yankees were on MSG, the Mets were on Fox Sports 1, and they somehow came all together.
Well,
right?
Remember the original Yankee Devil deal?
What was the Yankee Devil deal?
That was one of the original deals. It was even
Sports Channel?
No, it was
that's what I'm thinking of too, Sports Channel.
No, Yankees and Devils had a partnership.
Well, the Yankees and Nets had a partnership called Yankee Nets. That actually
they
was
had that
a thing.
Too.
Yeah.
What the heck was it? I'll have to find it. There's Yankees, Nets, yes, but the Devils were involved. This is when Lewis Katz, before he passed away.
Right.
Because if Lewis Katz, I think Lewis Katz, who was at one time a Net owner too, right? Wasn't
yep,
he?
Yep.
And the Devils. And I think he had maybe a minority interest in the Yankees.
But what was the deal specifically?
There was
it about TV?
Yeah. There was some type of TV deal. I'd have to go back and look at it.
The idea of a sports super network makes so much sense because if you look at streaming services, look at Peacock. Like, a part of what you get when you pay for Peacock is the NBC family of channels, plus you get other things like WWE Network. So eventually it seems as if that's how we're going to consume television. We're going to buy services, the Discovery Channel app or whatever they have. And so it would make sense locally in this area, especially because there are mixed fan bases. There are people that may only care about the Yankees, may only care about hockey, to have it be one super service. So who knows? Maybe it is the future.
Yeah, I think it is. Like, I think SNY disappears in 26.
Well, if Steve Cohen leaves, sure. But where's he going?
Well,
MSG?
If I'm Steve Cohen.
He's not going to yes.
I would have a powwow if I'm Steve Cohen. I disagree with that.
No, disagree about what? Yes?
Yeah. If I'm Steve Cohen,
they had like a second Yes channel. Yes, mm-hmm. Yankees. Yes, Mets.
Yeah.
I don't think Steve Cohen would ever want to be on a channel where he would be treated as a second-class citizen. And I can tell you this firsthand, and you can tell me it doesn't matter, and I know how sweetheart of a deal they have. The Islanders are second-class citizens on MSG. It's embarrassing.
Sure.
Now, I've grown to accept it. It is what it is. Devil fans, you should feel the same way. You're on a network. You're on a network named after the building you hate. Think about that.
Yep.
And it's always bothered me, and I understand the reasoning. I think they have a great contract. But you're on a network. You're always on MSG2. You're always on MSG+. You are second-class citizens on the network you're on. You ever think Steve Cohen would go for that?
I would think not, but it depends what's the best business deal. I think 5 years from now, just write this down in your notebook because we probably won't be together. But 5 years from
then
now.
Then why would I check it?
Just so you can say, you know what?
So I can
Craig
say
was
Craig
right
was
5 years
right.
ago. You will see one major, major network that's got all the franchises on it. Real quick, Milton's in Brooklyn. Milton, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? You know, Craig, listen, I have to really disagree with you on this Yankee fans who they should root for. There is a thing
nobody.
That you have to know. I'm going to help you out because you're a new young Yankee fan. Okay?
Young.
No Yankee fan will ever, no matter who they play, no matter what their situation, I don't care if they're playing the Mets, I don't care if they're playing a team that cheated my mother out of her insurance. You do not root for the Red Sox under any
circumstances. I agree.
Okay, so now, you want the Red Sox to lose, then you shift to the World Series, and obviously you're going to root for the National League, and you hope the Astros lose in the worst possible way.
Okay.
I mean, just getting swept. That's what you got to do.
So,
no
Milton, we're on the same page. A Yankee fan does not and cannot root for the Astros
Ever, no
or Red
what.
Sox. That's it.
That's it, no matter what. I don't
so
care
we agree.
Yes, okay.
So,
I thought you said
Spider. You know full well what I said.
I'm confused by what you said now.
SNY is leaving us now. They didn't go out of business, did they? Oh, just for today? Oh, good. SNY, courtesy of Grove. I'm thank you, man.
Not yet, at least.
All right. Milton, I'm with you, baby. You can't root for either one of them teams.
Wait, what the hell did he say? I thought he said you can't root for the Red Sox.
Well, he was saying you never root for the Red
so
Sox.
So based on that, I would interpret that he's rooting for the Astros.
I think midway through his speech there, he recognized what he was about to say, and he made a left-hand
turn. When you wake up tomorrow morning and you do what? Whatever it is, open the newspaper, check out the app, and you find out the score of the Red Sox-Astro game, what do you prefer to see?
Well, don't you do the three S's first?
What does that mean?
That's not your start of your day?
What are the three S's?
Well, if you don't know, you don't know.
Sleep?
No, no. If you don't know, you don't know.
I don't know the three S's. I can't even name one S.
So then you don't do the three S's.
Apparently I don't.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm going to watch the game. I'm asking you.
Yeah,
when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to find out at some point the result of the Red Sox-Astro game. They're playing game one tonight, in case you didn't realize.
Of course, how did I not know that?
When you find out, what will you prefer to see as the result? That's not how it works.
Sure it is. I'm a Yankee fan.
I don't care. By the way, is that not expired yet? You're still a Yankee fan going into the offseason?
I do another reveal March 31st.
So what happens now?
I'm a Yankee fan.
So you're a Yankee fan until March 31st.
That's right.
So you're a one-year thing. But then on March 31st, you could very well pick the Mets?
On March 31st, I could very well pick the Mets.
So you're going to sit here, root for the Yankees to make all these big offseason moves.
That's right.
And then potentially pick the Mets?
Potentially. I could do a lot of things, yeah. That's right.
No, I think you're married to the Yankees.
No. It was a one-year commitment, and I stand by my
commitment. Yeah, but shouldn't that commitment expire at some point?
Yes. 1 year. And then I have to recommit. That's right.
It's a recommitment ceremony.
That's all. That's right. Every March 31st... It's an annual event. I announce my fandom.
Mm.
That's all. We'll see how wind blows.
That's fine,
that day.
But you're going to continue your Yankee fandom into the offseason?
I have to be committed for the year, yes.
When you wake up tomorrow morning, Big Mac, what would you prefer to see as the result when you glance over at the score of the Red Sox Astros?
You took the words out of my mouth. Rain delay.
A rain delay.
Yeah, you're not talking real.
He's talking like a fan.
Sinkhole.
That's all.
No. There's something you prefer. Just admit it. You prefer the Astros win. That's okay.
Can't say it.
I don't prefer that.
You do.
No, I don't.
You're not rooting for the Red Sox. Milton just said it. You never root for the Red Sox. Hence, you're rooting for the Astros.
No. Why is that?
Do you want to get an Altuve jersey for you? Look, Carlos Correa.
I think he's been pretty clear that he's not rooting for the Astros
either. I call BS on him.
Just because you picked the team to root for in 2009 doesn't mean everyone else does that.
You all do. If you're going to watch it, see, Big Mac's doing a show tonight. He's going to watch a little bit of Red Sox Astros. He may take calls about it. Is that fair to say?
No.
No, I'm not going to take any calls on it.
Guarantee you get a call saying, hey, what'd you think of that? What team are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for neither of them.
Oh, God, you guys are the worst.
I'm not rooting. The word rooting, I'm sorry.
There's a preference.
There is no preference.
Whatever.
Right? Not right now, there isn't.
Here's where Evan struggled.
Bottom of the ninth, I'll be put to the test, but nothing.
It's not Saturday morning, and we can't be bullied.
I can bully you.
You're trying to bully us into Boston or Tampa.
You're going. Well, you don't watch, so you basically
I
don't
watched
count.
Last night.
You did last night. And did you have a preference when you were watching the end of the game? There was nothing you felt when Wilmer Flores came out? You were rooting for home run?
No one else felt it either. I got a lot of people on Twitter say I'm right. There's no personal connection to Wilmer Flores last night.
First of all, I don't believe you.
Okay.
I just don't. Every time you say check my mentions, I do. And it turns out to be the opposite of what you claim. But Big Mac is a baseball fan. He's on the air tonight. He's going to watch Red Sox Astros. And whether he wants to admit it or not, there's a preference. He's afraid of being bullied by you. He's afraid of saying, I prefer the Astros, and you assaulting his fandom.
No, I'm sorry.
So, Big Mac, grow a pair.
Yeah, please.
What team do you
prefer?
You know what?
Honestly, since November 9th, I have put nothing but a resume of being afraid of no one on this show. All right, so let me just start there.
Except
I'm afraid
James
of no
Bradbury.
One. I'm not. Excuse me?
Nothing.
James Bradley? No.
Bradbury?
No. Look, I'm honestly not rooting for anyone, bro. I don't know how else to put it. I'm going to watch the games completely subjectively, and I hope everybody fails. I don't know what to tell you other than that.
I choose not to believe you.
Okay?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.